If you liked Alex Anzalone in 2022, you're going to love him in 2023. Woo!
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And a pleasant good Monday to you, everybody. Matt Derry with you. It's Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. On a Monday, March 13th, free agency is here in the National Football League, the non-tampering period for 2 days. But then on Wednesday, you can announce the signings of players on other teams. But the Lions have been busy. We got a lot to cover and a lot to get into today right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Monday, March 13th and a Tuesday, March 14th. Matt Derry with you. I probably already said my name. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions, Matt Derry Facebook fan page, and shout out to everybody watching. Please subscribe and tell your friends about the Locked On Lions YouTube channel. Coming up today, the Lions, probably with their biggest free agent signing in terms of money, in terms of commitment, of anybody that Brad Holmes has brought in over the last 3 years. We will get into that signing that helps the cornerback room momentarily here on the show. Also, Bugs is back. Isaiah Bugs, big D tackle, back with the Lions. Spoke highly of the organization today as he was reintroduced. And also, that's right, the flowing locks, the blonde bombshell, the Gaines media poster boy, number 34, but number one in your hearts, Alex Anzalone. He ain't leaving. He ain't hitting the open market. No. 34 is back. Alex Anzalone got a 3-year deal. I don't hate it. I know many of you are going to say, oh, here he goes again, Anzalone hater. I don't hate it. I'll tell you why. Coming up momentarily. Here on Locked On Lions. By the way, let me just get this out of the way right now. Don't listen to the national media. The Chicago Bears are so good. Oh, the Bears, Ryan Poles. Woo! Number one, did Ryan Poles make a good move on Friday and trade down from 1 to 9 and got 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and DJ Moore? Did he fleece the Panthers? Yes, he did. Great trade by the Bears. Awful move by Scott Fitterer and the Panthers. Don't know what that was. But I don't want to hear about Ryan Poles overspending on a pair of linebackers today. Off-ball linebackers. Uh-uh. And I don't want to hear about Ryan Poles being some genius when, quite honestly, this is the same guy that traded a second-round pick for Chase Claypool. Did he get DJ Moore? Yes, he did. But these people say, oh, the Bears are going to be so good. Oh, the Bears this, the Bears that. Pump the brakes here. All right. Last year, Jacksonville spent a lot of money in free agency and it worked. But most times when these teams just are signing everybody, it doesn't. It doesn't. So I'm not here ready to crown the Bears today like some people nationally are. I'm not doing that. All right. Where do we start? No, I'm not going to lead with Alex Anzalone. Cam Sutton is here, and I absolutely love it. I love this pickup. The Lions went out today in the 12 o'clock hour, first hour of free agency. I think it was first hour. And they agreed to terms on a 3-year reported $33 million deal with $22 million guaranteed to with Cameron Sutton. 24-year-old cornerback. Still hasn't even reached his prime yet. First 4 seasons with the Steelers. Very, very good. Good range. 3 interceptions last year. He had a couple of picks. The one against the Raiders and Derek Carr, and the other against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Just athletic play, stepping in front of a receiver, jumping and making a play. Cam Sutton is a good football player. Pro Football Focus had Sutton ranked as their third best available cornerback in free agency. Only Jamel Dean and James Bradbury ranked higher. Now, just so you realize this, also, Sutton was the 22nd rated cornerback by PFF this past season for grades. The Lions didn't have anybody, I think, in the top 50. The best they had was like Mike Hughes and Will Harris, and I think Okuda was in the 70s and Jerry Jacobs was in the 90s in terms of grades. This is a monster upgrade for this defense. Cam Sutton is a really good player. And how about this? I shared a video on Twitter at Dairy Speaks from Dave Damashek, who's a kind of a comedian type, worked at NFL Network, does a bunch of gambling podcasts. Check out some of the stuff on Dave Damashek on Twitter. Damashek put out there a video of Cam Hayward of the Steelers after the season talking about who are the leaders of the team. And he said, one guy we cannot afford to lose, he's a leader, he's all about the Steelers, is Cam Sutton. This guy is just a ball player. He's tough and he's gritty and he's athletic. Cam Hayward was going on and on about Cam Sutton. Cam Hayward is awesome. That guy is a legit Pro Bowler every year, player you would want on your team. And for him to go kind of gaga about Sutton tells you something. Now, does this mean, first of all, again, I love the pickup. He's a really good player. All right, the Lions needed a cornerback. They were aggressive in free agency. They did not overspend. I know on Friday I was telling you about go get Darius Slay. Darius Slay's making $17 million a year. Jalen Ramsey didn't want to come to Detroit. All right, I'm sorry. The Dolphins stole him from the Rams, and I would have loved for the Lions to have stolen him, but Jalen Ramsey is another guy making $17, $18 million a year and is asking for more money and a longer deal. You're going to get Cam Sutton on a very economical three-year, $33 million deal. He's a really good player. He can maybe become a great player here. Being coached by future head coach Aaron Glenn and the Lions defense, I like the move. And I don't think this precludes them or stops them, is that the right word to use, from taking a cornerback at number six in the draft. All right? I don't think that's the case. I think the Lions are going to be adding more cornerbacks and more help in the secondary soon enough. If you look at the rankings of the best free agent cornerbacks by PFF, Mike Hughes was 17th. Will Harris wasn't on the list. Omani Oruwariye wasn't on the list. Cam Sutton was number three. Comes from the Steelers, are always sound defensively. I like this pickup a lot. So kudos to the Lions. They're adding another number 20. Could they be bringing that number out of, I don't know if they're bringing the number out of retirement, but you know what I mean. Len Barney wore that number. Barry Sanders, Billy Sims. I know the Lions retire. No, Cam Sutton's not going to wear number 20, but he wore number 20 with the Steelers. So I like the move a lot. So there's that. Big first day for the Lions, especially adding to their secondary. I got to put a new battery in this mouse. I keep messing this up. All right, coming up next. Yes, we've got to get to the big pickup of the day, the big re-signing of the day, Alex Anzalone. We will do that coming up next, but we got to tell you about our friends at Ultimate Football GM. You've heard me talk about this mobile game app. I can't tell you how much fun we had competing this year with other Locked On hosts. It's a lot of fun. You can compete as well. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM, managing your football franchise like today, where you could go out and sign free agents? Your dream can come true with Ultimate Football GM. You are responsible for controlling the destiny of your franchise by hiring coaches, coordinators, trading players, drafting players, free agency, all of that. It's very, very cool. Very, very cool. All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go and do the same with your friends. Locked On Lions listeners are going to get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in all caps in the game store. That's Locked On in all caps. Make sure to check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate ultimate-gm.com. That's or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. All right, so I was mildly surprised by this afternoon when it was reported by Ian Rappaport. And, man, you got to give some of these insiders credit, like Rap Sheet and Pelissero and Adam Schefter and the guy from CBS, Jonathan Jones. These were insiders. They've got the ear of the agents, man. They really do. Ian Rappaport, the first to report that the Detroit Lions are bringing back linebacker Alex Anzalone, voice crack, on a 3-year, $18.75 million contract. So if you do the math, Alex Anzalone will be making just over $6 million a year. Now, you know this about me if you've listened to this show since 2016. I'm very harsh on linebackers. I've thought for years that the Lions did not have enough playmakers at the linebacker position. You got to go back to like DeAndre Levy in his prime, the last time I was satisfied with the linebacker play here. I mean, heck, the Giants brought Jarrad Davis back. That's a head scratcher. Alex Anzalone, I did not think was very good in 2021. He's had connections with the Lions and the Saints and Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn going back to New Orleans forever. But what told me a lot about what this organization thought of number 34 was when they made him a team captain last year after what I thought was a subpar 2021 in which he had signed a one-year deal. They brought him back. Brought him back for another one-year deal last year, and now he's getting a multi-year deal, and he's getting paid. I mean, $6 million is good for him. Now, think about this for a second, though. Tremaine Edmonds of the Bills, who I've always thought was fine, good player, he's no Matt Milano, went to the Bears for 4 years and $72 million and like $50 million guaranteed. The Bears also went out and brought in TJ Edwards, the linebacker from the Eagles, and gave him like $40 million guaranteed. They guaranteed $90 million for linebackers playing off the ball. I think that's exorbitant and ridiculous. So for Anzalone to get $6 million a year isn't that bad. Edmonds wasn't even the best linebacker on the Bills. But the Bears are just spending that cash. Okay. The Anzalone deal, for what he brings to the table, how much the Lions value him, his leadership, he played pretty well this year. Alex Anzalone's best game as a Lion was the last game. Week 18 against the Packers, he was all over the field. He played well, played very well. So 3 years and $18.75 million is not that bad. Would I have loved to have seen an upgrade? Would I have loved to have seen Lavonte David or Bobby Wagner? Sure, of course. But I think the Lions feel like they can be economical with this free agency. They can be smart with it. They spent $11 million today on Sutton. 6.2 on Anzalone, and they're bringing Isaiah Bugs back as well, which we're going to get to in a second. But a lot of talk now, can the Lions still go after Wagner or David? Should they sign another linebacker? Why would the Lions sign another linebacker? Maybe they draft one, but maybe Noah Sewell would get drafted by this team. But other than that, I think they're done at linebacker. They're bringing Anzalone back. They love Derek Barnes, and they've got Rodrigo. That's three right there. Chris Board is a free agent. Maybe they go and sign somebody minimally. But to me, the people that are tweeting to me at Derry Speaks, like, okay, but does this mean they'll still go get Bobby Wagner? No, Bobby Wagner's not going to come here. Why would Bobby Wagner come here? There were a lot of times last year that the Lions played with one linebacker on the field and an extra safety. I don't see them going out and getting another linebacker unless it's in the draft. Like I said, Penei Sewell's brother is always something to watch because of the bloodlines, because of he kind of fits the Lions do, the toughness angle and all of that. But Alex Anzalone is back. So it doesn't stun me. I just hope it's the Alex Anzalone of the second half of last year and not 2021. There were a lot of linebackers out there. There have been linebackers that have been cut all over the NFL too, that the Lions could have looked at. But I think they want to keep the continuity, the leadership. He'll obviously be a captain again. There's something to be said about all of these players coming back to Detroit. Could Anzalone have gotten even more money somewhere else? Maybe. But he's staying here at around $6 million a season. The team is also keeping around one of its defensive tackles, which I like this move also. We will talk about that coming up next as well. First, I got to tell you about our friends at FanDuel. Midway point of the NBA season is here. Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It is safe, secure, super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores, three-pointers drained. It is all there for you. Pistons playing tonight against the Pacers down at Little Caesars Arena. Had a chance to see my buddy Chris Denari today, longtime TV voice of the Pacers. Great guy. And if you want to put some money down on the game, you can do it at FanDuel. Don't miss that chance to get that no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right. Isaiah Bugs is back. This is an important signing. Now, some of you are going to say, oh, please, he wasn't going anywhere, or he's a rotational defensive tackle. I still think the Lions need to upgrade a D-tackle and get somebody a little bit more dominant. But I'm going to find this because I wrote something down in my phone, and I wanted to bring it up. Oh, Lions also brought back Craig Reynolds. Come on, Craig, running back. Isaiah Bugs, excuse me. Isaiah Bugs, 46 tackles, fumble, 11 quarterback hurries, according to PFF. This guy was a sixth-round pick of the Steelers 3 years ago. And sometimes general managers get graded on what'd you do at the top of the draft, what'd you do in free agency, trades, et cetera, et cetera. But Brad Holmes deserves some credit. He found a player in Isaiah Bugs that was making the rounds since 2019 that is just a big body that continues to improve. And you can never have enough corners. You can never have enough interior defensive linemen. Brad Holmes loves interior D linemen. And today the Lions got Bugs back for 2 years and $6 million. Now, again, some of these interior D linemen are breaking the bank. Deron Payne, Javon Hargrave just got 4 at 84. Payne, I think, got 4 at 94 with the Commanders, which is crazy money. And those are very dominant players. Javon Hargrave going to the 49ers to play next to Armstead is completely unfair. Hargrave is a monster, really good player. I'm not comparing Isaiah Bugs, but what I am saying is Isaiah Bugs this season was relentless and on every down, played hard, clogged the middle, made plays. And again, stayed for less. There's the Cleveland Browns, I bet, would love Isaiah Bugs. Right? The New England Patriots would love Isaiah Bugs. Teams looking for D tackles. Now the Eagles, okay, who have lost a lot of players off their defense, free agency and everything else, salary cap casualties, would love an Isaiah Bugs. And you get him for a song. $3 million a year. 2 years, $6 million. I love that move. Now, I'm not telling you to re-sign every one of your free agents and you have to bring back Chris Borden, you have to bring back DJ Chark, and let's re-sign them all. But you do want to bring back guys. Kaminsky's another one that improved under your tutelage, fit the scheme, fit the culture, and helped you win 9 games. And Bugs, to me, I'm glad he didn't hit the open market, and I'm glad he stayed with the Lions. And he said it today. This is where I wanted to be. And again, this was a place that nobody wanted to be 3 years ago. This is a place where Quandre Diggs and Darius Slay, these guys all got shipped out of town and went, bye, peace, never coming back. Hate you guys. Screw Allen Park. And now you're hearing players like Anzalone, Bugs, and other. And Anzalone will say it when he gets announced on Wednesday. But I want to be here. Kaminsky saying last week, would love to stay in Detroit. So I think it says something about what Sheila Hamp, I'm about to say it, Rod Wood, and the organization have done to build a culture here. But now that everybody's going to pick him to win the division, got to do it this year. No excuse, especially with Trey Wingo's report today that Aaron Rodgers to the Jets will happen. All right, we'll have more free agency tomorrow. Let's see what the Lions do the rest of tonight and day two tomorrow. Thanks for making us your first listen and checking us out right here on the Locked On Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts.